San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, September 5, 2021. Today's lesson is Expecting the Presence with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, what an amazing morning so far. I must say that with the month of expectancy, Reverend Mark, your quote for today, we should expect the best and so live that the best may become a part of our experience. How much more simple can it be? Really? So let us be grateful for being here this day, and let us remember that there is only one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the living spirit almighty, one indestructible, absolute, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. We live and move and have our being. So today's lesson, expecting the presence, we know there's only one presence. And it's everything. And when it's everything, it's also us. We are one with that divine presence. So what is expectancy? You know, when we have a new theme, I like to go over, what the heck does that word mean? What depth does it have? Well, expectancy is the state of thinking or hoping or believing that something, especially something pleasant, will happen or be the case. They waited with an air of expectancy. Expecting, not dreading, expecting. And when we are expecting something, there is that anticipation. It's an anticipatory belief or desire. I'm anticipating it. And when we are anticipating something, it's usually something pretty magnificent, right? We don't sit around and say, oh, I am anticipating losing this football game. No, that's not what we do. We anticipate an exciting game. We anticipate a joyful game, a wonderful game where our team scores all kinds of points. More than the other team. That's our sense of expectancy, anticipatory belief or desire. Now, there is a difference between expectancy and expectation. Did you realize that? I may have an expectation. And when I have an expectation, it's usually isolated to some specific thing. My daughter calls me up and says, Mom, I'm coming to visit. My expectation is that she shows up. However, my expectancy is that all good is around and experienced in myriad ways while she is visiting. Okay? An expectation is for something specific. An expectancy is being open to, anticipating whatever good, whatever magnificence is coming our way, and knowing that it truly doesn't matter what that good is, what that magnificence is, because we're going to enjoy it. We're going to truly enjoy it. So expecting the presence the one power, the one presence, right? Keep that in mind. In Ernest Holmes, the founder of the religious science movement and the author of both the Science of Mind textbook and Living the Science of Mind, wrote on page 198 of Living the Science of Mind, where he talks about direct contact with the infinite. Okay. He says, it is written, quote, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. End quote. Okay, so natural man being human, the human being. He goes on to say, this means that the objective senses, the intellect, with all its arguments, might easily keep us from the kingdom of good, unless we are careful to remember that spiritual things must be spiritually discerned. There is an inner meaning to everything, an inside to every fact, a hidden cause within every visible effect. This cause is spirit. Ernest says, if we spiritually discern this hidden cause, if we inwardly know that it is operating for us, then we are thinking from the recognition of the allness of good. We all have direct access to the parent mind. And by parent mind, he means the mind of God, the omniscience, the all-knowing. We all have direct access to the parent mind, but we do not all use this direct access because we are so used to judging from external facts. It is difficult for us to get away from the apparent long enough to judge the real. It's difficult enough to get away from what we see with our eyes to the real, what we know in the depths of our inner being. He writes, when we know that there is but one spirit in the entire universe, we shall know that there is but one source for all forms. We shall know that every form is some manifestation of this source. When we have found that this source is also centered in us, we shall know that we can come directly to it, and discerning that its spiritual nature is love and truth and beauty, and particularly that it is responsive, we shall make known our requests with thanksgiving, with complete mental abandonment. Direct contact with the infinite. Of course we have direct contact with the infinite. It's who we are. It's absolutely who we are. Do you believe me? Yes. Well, that's nice. And I want to remind you, don't just believe something because I say it. Okay? Believe it because you know it's true in your hearts. So we have a special affirmation today, right? It's got hand signs to go with it. You ready for this? Okay, so place your left hand over your heart and put your right hand up like a little thumbs up, okay? Move your right hand in a circle and say, God is all there is. Take your index finger and your thumb together and look at them as if you're looking through an eye and say, I am one with God. Move that to your temple, knowing that your oneness with God is where all the power is, and say, I listen to the presence within.
I
I expect the best of life. And put your hands in prayer in front of you and say, I give thanks. And then toss up your hands and say, I release. And so it is. So simply breathe. What you have said is what we call a spiritual mind treatment. It is a scientific method of prayer. And yet the power within the prayer is within the depth of meaning and feeling that you have as you say these words. We all know God is all there is. Well, yeah, one power, one presence. I am one with God. You are affirming this. You are unifying your own consciousness with the oneness that God is. I listen to the presence within. That's what you are affirming. You're saying, hey, I know. I listen to the presence within. Now, we're not detailing it saying, I listen to the presence within on Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. No, we listen to the presence within. I expect the best of life. Well, of course we do. The best is what we are. It's who we are. And then we are grateful and we release. When we release, we let go and we let God. So in looking at the 365 Science of Mind, the book that we are using as our guide, I noticed a couple of things. On a page that is not for today, Ernest Holmes writes, all nature is a living example, a continuous reminder that there is a spirit animating everything, a presence diffused, a law governing, a unity sustaining, a coordinating will binding all together, a unifying principle holding everything in place. That spirit that animates everything, that presence, is who we are. It animates everything, including us. That means that we are alive in and as the spirit. He also says, there is an inspiration within me, an inner communion within me that governs every act, every thought, with certainty, with conviction, and in peace. The key that unlocks the treasures of the kingdom of good is in my hand. So I am in control of my choices. I am in control of my access of the kingdom of good. I am in control of how much expectancy of good I have. He says, I unlock the doorway of my consciousness and gently open it that the divine presence may flood my whole being with light. Illumine my being with its radiant glow and direct my footsteps onto the pathway of peace and joy. What's he saying? He's saying it's in our hands. It's in our minds. It's in our thoughts. How much we accept, how much we expect, how much we are willing to participate in the all good that is already ours. So spirit animates everything, and we hold the key to the door of our own consciousness. We're the ones who determine what we are open to receive. And remember, Ernest Holmes said we should expect the best and so live that the best may become a part of our experience. In today's 365 Science of Mind, I found one of our favorite things, repetition of thought. What do we know about repetition of thought? The more we think about something, the more it shows up in our life. Well, on August 8th, we talked about relying on God, that people rely on God, whether they are conscious of it or not. Well, it comes up again in today's lesson in 365 Science of Mind. It says, we all seek the protecting power of some presence that we feel to be close enough to reach out and take hold of. What did we feel as children? As angels? Guardian angels? Something there protecting us, the energy that we felt? He says, as the child turns to its parents for comfort, and as in adulthood we turn to such laws as we have instituted for our protection, so intuitively we all seek divine protection. Every person is relying on God, whether or not this is consciously realized and recognized. The concept of a supreme presence is so universal that it is present in every age, with all people, and at all times. Every age, with all people, and at all times. I wonder why that is. Because we have that sense of awareness of the divine within, that there is something more than just this group of human beings walking around on this planet. We sense each other. Jesus called this divine presence our Father which art in heaven. Isn't that nice? Our Father which art in heaven. And that means the spirit of life, divine intelligence within me, the protecting power of spirit around me. Well, reality hasn't changed since Jesus walked the earth. God, or life, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We should be equally confident as we believe in the presence, being who we are, surrounding us, guarding us, guiding us, protecting us, loving us. We wouldn't harm our own arm. Why would the presence harm its own self? We are part of the presence. In the Science of Mind textbook, the glossary says the I am is both individual and universal. The individual I is part of the universal I am. The I am consciousness means that part of thought, both conscious and subjective, which not only affirms its unity with God, but which also understands the meaning of its affirmation. Okay? The I am consciousness is that part of our thought, both our conscious and our subconscious. It not only affirms, the part of our thought not only affirms that we're one with the divine, but it also understands what being one with the divine is. You know this. Your I am consciousness knows this. It's a deep truth within that there is only one presence, one energy, one life. It's you. Who do you think you are? I know who you are. You are the I am. You are the embodiment of the one power, the one presence, the one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. You are the embodiment of God, the living spirit almighty. Talk about being in the presence of greatness. Wow. Wow. In the Daily Word was September 2nd. The subject was I am. It says, I am. I am an expression of unlimited spirit. Sometimes I identify so closely with my day-to-day life that I lose sight of my divine nature. Don't we all do that? We get caught up in the everyday. Or I'm taking the bus. They move the bus stop. I'm driving to the store. Oops, I need gas. I order my groceries online. They deliver them, and my favorite ice cream is missing because it's out of stock. Somebody bought it before I did. Today, I remember and reclaim who I am. I am limitless spirit expressing uniquely at the point of me. Repeat that. I am limitless spirit,
I am limitless spirit.
Expressing uniquely
at the point of me.
Absolutely, and so it is. So what we know is God is omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient, all right? Omnipresent, the all presence. It is fully present everywhere at every point, including the point of me and you. So when you say the point of me, then what you're saying is, right here, God is fully present. And as God is fully present, the omniscient says, and I know everything that is to know. I know everything in the universe. And in the omnipotence, I am all powerful. All the power that is within all of the spiritual principles is embodied right at the unique point of you, right at the unique point of me. Everything that has ever been known or will ever be known is embodied right at the unique point of you, right at the unique point of me. And all the power, all the wisdom, all the presence is right there, completely and fully embodied at the point of you and at the point of me. The indwelling spirit is unlimited, infinite, and boundless. So how can that entire infinity be right at the point of you? Because it can. Infinity includes and is everything. And that is who you are. That is exactly who you are. You live in perfect harmony with God's divine bounty. Did you know that? You live in perfect harmony with God's divine bounty. When you speak, everything you speak has the power of the I am within it. So your affirming, empowering words have the power of the presence right within those words. That's why it's a good idea to think about what we're thinking about and think about what we're saying. You are whole because wholeness is a quality of God. There is peace within you, so you can choose to be peaceful, filled with peace at any time. It's a part of who you are. You are love. Did you know that? You are love, unconditional, absolute, loving, loved, lovable. That's you. You are love. You are prosperous. Have you ever seen God fail? God can't fail. Failure is not a concept in Goddom. Everything flourishes. Everything is life. Everything prospers. So when we are aligning ourselves with the presence, when we have that expectancy that the presence is moving actively in, as, and through who we are, then everything that we need is already available to us, and we are succeeding in all that we are, all that we do. You are blessed. You are the beloved child of God. I am so grateful for all of this, for all of this truth of you. You guys are pretty darned amazing. I'm impressed. Ernest Holmes, in the Science of Mind textbook on page 388, paragraph 3, wrote, "When we meet each other, do we not feel that subtle presence which flows through all things and gives light and color to our everyday experiences? In our own souls, in the silent processes of thought and understanding, do we not sense another presence? There is something divine about us which we have overlooked. There is more to us than we realize. Man is an eternal destiny, a forever expanding principle of conscious intelligence. The ocean in the drop of water, the sun in its rays. Man, the real man, is birthless, deathless, changeless. And God, as man, in man, is man. The highest God and the innermost God is one and the same God." The presence that we think of as everywhere, all over, out there somewhere, and the presence that we feel within ourselves, that knowing that I'm not just a shell, I'm not just a wind-up toy human, that inner knowing that we have within ourselves and that we sense within each other, that innermost God is the same. All that is the infinite, the omniscient, the omnipresent, the omnipotent, all of that bigness, the highest we can conceive of, is the exact same as what's inside of us. It's the exact same God. You will hear people say, Jesus is my Savior. God is out there, and Jesus lives in my heart. Well, semantics. The infinite is including within our heart, within our skin, within our mind, within our spirit. It is everywhere. So when we feel like we have a close relationship with God or Jesus or the divine, that same close relationship is universal. And we are simply becoming aware of it. Ralph Waldo Emerson, in his Nature essay, wrote, "I am a part and parcel of God. I am a part and parcel of God." What does that mean? What is a parcel? It's a package that is given, right? The gift is already given. We are the parcel. The parcel of God that is given to us. And yet we are also a part of God. We are that drop in the ocean, that ray in the sun. We are the very presence uniquely expressing at the point of me. Remember, say, I am uniquely expressing.
I am uniquely expressing
at the point of me.
At the point of me.
Yes. Yes. So let's talk about awareness. When we spend time in mindful contemplation, that increases our awareness of our surroundings. When we concentrate and focus our attention like we do in meditation, we can shut out the distractions and we can settle our unquiet minds. When we do that, our world starts to feel lighter and brighter, right? We feel more alive as we notice the soft sounds and the minute textures and colors we might have overlooked before. I'm a very tactile person. I like to touch things. So if I go like this, I can feel, if I run my fingers above my arm, I can feel not just the hair on my arms, but I can feel, when I move those hairs, I feel it in my arm. Those are the textures and the experiences. When we spend time in prayer, it increases our awareness of God's goodness. And then we can share this goodness with others. We can share it with ourselves. And when we share the good that we are, it returns back to us. We speak kindly to someone and smile. Almost every time, they will speak kindly back to us, or at least smile at us. That's because smiles are contagious. They're a communicable disease. We can say, the world has not changed, but I have. My awareness of God in and as my life has opened my eyes and ears, my mind and my heart. We can say that. You want to say that with me? The world has not changed. But I have. My awareness of God. In and as my life. Has opened my eyes and ears. My mind and my heart. And so it is. Awareness. When we're expecting the presence, our awareness is enriched. It's an enhanced. Because when we're expecting something, it's that anticipatory desire. And so we're paying attention. We're not paying attention to all the stuff outside. We're paying attention to what we are expecting. It's an awareness of the one power, the one presence that is all that lives and is within, through, and as each of us. As much as we expect the sun to rise in the morning and set in the evening, so we can expect the presence to be fully present in every aspect of our lives. The presence is omnipresent, everywhere present. And that means everywhere present all the time. So allow yourself to remember this, to be aware that the presence is here. It is now. And when you are expecting it, when you are anticipating it, then you will have an awareness of it. It will be a part of who you are. Psalm chapter 119, verse 18 says, "Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law." Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Expecting the presence. That's what we can do every moment. Expect to be aware of the presence as it shows up, creating miracles in your life every single day. Did you know that miracles are normal things? They absolutely are. We should expect the best and so live that the best may become a part of our experience. And the other quote that Reverend Mark gave us this morning, "Dear past, thank you for all the lessons. Dear future, I'm ready. Thank you for your time, for your attention. Namaste."